Credit Union, taking members where they want to go. Terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs subject to change without notice. Equal housing lenders.
This first pitch, high and tight, knocks the helmet off of Arenado, but Arenado appears to be okay. It's just ball one. 1-0 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Williams needs to get through this one to qualify for the win. His team up a lot to a little. Arenado swings over the top of the second pitch. Now one ball and one strike. Arenado doubled and scored the only run of this game. His first time up. Break even stuff. Ball misses low and inside. Now 2-1. Trevor Werner with a pair of home runs tonight already has 4 RBI. Columbia up 8-1 in the bottom of the fifth inning. 2-1 offering. Bouncer towards Vasquez charges in, gloves the ball, and
you're there!
The swallow the pillow to the field. Really went down the line. Gregory Barrios. Number one with the pop out to the second so far. Leadoff runner aboard for another inning. Second, third, fourth, and now fifth inning. Carolina's gotten that leadoff man aboard. First pitch strike on the inside corner. But Columbia in front right now, 8-1 at the bottom of the fifth. Yes, we're halfway through this one, and Carolina's got 5 more opportunities to score those 7 runs, but you got to have some form of comfort knowing that if you keep holding them to zeros, you'll be in a good spot. Even if you hold them to ones, you'll end up on the right side. Ball in the dirt, and the count's now even 1-1. Williams nods. Here's the pitch. Fastball high and outside. 2-1. Columbia up 8-1 here in the bottom of the fifth. Throw home line back in the netting. 2-2. Nobody out in the bottom of the fifth. Runner on first base for the Fireflies. Williams sends out liner foul right field side out of play. Throw home on the hands, called strike 3. Barrios looks back, he can't believe it, but making half a dozen strikeouts moves to the line for Henry Williams. Dylan O'Reilly coming up for a third time against Williams, 1-for-2, had an RBI double his last time up. Guess who was at first base? The same guy as right now, Arenado. First pitch, turns the gap. Rockford comes over. He can't track that down. But he grabs out a hop that will likely keep the runner at third. Second double of the day for Arenado at third.
Let's go, Luke!
Taylor Boy will walk out and have a quick conversation with Henry Williams. 6 hits for the Fireflies, 5 for the Mudcats, but a big differential in score. Columbia up 8-1 right now. With runners at second and third, and Williams' pitch count climbing to 78. Columbia is getting Chaz Martinez working in the bullpen right now. 78 pitches and 51 first strikes for Williams tonight. Puts him at about 65% of his pitches for strikes. Again, the big thing for Williams is to make it through 5 innings. You make it through 5 innings in a game where your team's up by 7. and at least it qualifies you for the win. Luke Adams is 0 for 2 today. He has a strikeout swinging and a fly out to right field thus far. First pitch heater inside. It's 1-0 as Adams turns away from it. Adams hitting 241 with 11 nukes on the season. 1-0. Bounced up towards short. Vasquez licks the runner back to second, throws to first. And Adams will get an RBI, scoring Guarinamo for third. Runner stays at second. 6-3 ground out. Guarinamo has scored both of the two runs that Carolina has had tonight. 8-2, Columbia on top. At least Castillo, 0 for 1 with a strikeout swinging and a walk so far, is at the plate.
Let's go, Louie!
First pitch misses low and outside, 1-0. One ball, no strikes, one away. Runner at second. Strike on the inside corner. Pardon me, there are two outs. Barrio struck out looking, and Adams just grounded out 6-3. Castillo 0 for 1 with the walk. Time's called, this time by Castillo. So he uses his time in a 1-1 count. Williams' fastball misses outside. Two balls, a single strike. Columbia up 8-2 if they have outscored opponents 24-5 in their last two games. Two ones coming out. Strike two on the outside corner. We're back to even. Pull shift here on the first base side against the left-handed bat. A big pull on the left side of the infield, 2-2. The liner goes down the left field side. Long run for Nivens. He stretches out the glove and makes the catch in the corner. Columbia uses the legs of their outfielder to cut down the final out here in the fifth. Castillo goes down. We'll move to the sixth. Columbia up 8-2 on Firefly Baseball Network.
When fun finally returns, Bud Light legends don't just come back. They come roaring back, carrying a cooler full of Bud Lights, an inflatable dolphin, and those Velcro pants with the balls that stick to them. And this summer, with a cooler at their side, they're gonna make up for all the fun we've missed. Welcome back, Bud Light Legends. It's time to take summer by the coolers. Cooler up at BudLightLegends.com. Enjoy responsibly. 2021 AB Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
SC Department of Corrections is hiring correctional officers statewide, and there's a huge pay increase. Correctional officers can now make $50,000 in their first year with the increased pay and a $7,500 sign-on bonus. Plus, officers are eligible for unlimited pay overtime. Officers must be at least 18 years of age and have a high school diploma or GED. Start a rewarding new career with great employee benefits today. Visit joinscdc.com to apply today.
This is Cooper McKeon, and you're listening to the Fireflies Radio Network.
Thank you so much for being here at the ballgame. This inning is sponsored by 94.7 QDL, right for ladies, West Country.
Daniel Vasquez will lead things off in the sixth inning. Vasquez batted for a fourth time today already, and it stands 1-for-2, a single, a walk, a run scored, and a strikeout swinging thus far for Daniel Vasquez. Columbia up 8-2 in the top of the sixth inning, already halfway through this one, but it didn't take long for Columbia to really carve out a lead in this one. First pitch, linebacker, the netting, it's 0-1. The Fireflies scored 7 runs to the top of the first inning. 1 in the third, and since then, 2 runs for the Mudcats, 1 in the third and 1 in the fifth innings. Looks like Chaz Martinez will enter in the sixth for Columbia. 0-1 cut and a miss. Now 2 strikes on baskets.
That's muddy.
And the really good news for the Columbia Fireflies here is that
muddy with the proper
pitcher, Henry Williams, muddy, getting just his third start in the organization, goes 5 innings.
Muddy, those kids
and is in line for a second win already. Time calls a pitch clock violation.
Come on, man. It's a rough job.
1-2 as Jose Chavez was just unable
to
throw the pitch in time. Throw home is chopped towards third. Long run for Luke Adam. Shoots it. Throws on the run. What a play from the third baseman. 5-3 on the ground.
Let's go, Luke.
So tonight, the starting pitcher, Maya Zeal, went a third of the inning before he allowed 2 hits, 3 walks, a hit batter, and 6 earned runs to come around. Calzadilla stemmed the tide, 4 innings, 4 hits, and 2 earned, 1 walk, and 2 strikeouts. Chavez got 2 outs before that ground down. First pitch misses slow to Carson Rockefeller. Rockefeller with a walk today, as he has reached in each of his first 12 games. 1-0 misses outside, 2-0, but no hits for Rockefeller. 1 walk, a run scored, a ground out. Both to second and to short. Two-oh offering misses low and outside. It's the top of the sixth at Five County Stadium. 3-0 down the pipe and called strike one. Fireflies bats really working these last couple nights. 3-1 offerings off the plate. Carson Rockefeller draws the walk. Columbia's had at least 1 base runner every inning, except for the fourth inning where they went down 1-3. Spencer Nivens, Brett Squires, and Austin Charles were the 3 that inning. And now with 1 out, Spencer Nivens at the plate 0-2 with a walk and a run scored. The first inning started off with Viasio not being able to locate. Ball misses low and inside. 3 straight walks, 1 to Vasquez, the second to Rockefeller, the third to Nivens. And Squires was hit by a pitch. Scored the first run of the game. 1-0 misses in the dirt. These are professional hitters. You give them enough opportunities and they'll eventually come through. After an Austin Charles strikeout, Lisandro Rodriguez had a 2 RBI double. Omar Hernandez with an RBI single. And Trevor Werner dealt that knockout blow with a 3-run homer. 2-0 offering popped up to shallow left center field. Shortstop Barrios backpedals and makes the catch for out number 2. Brett Squires at the plate now. He's been hit by a pitch. He's reached on catcher's interference. He's run out 3-1 so far. Squires leads the team with 11 home runs this season. First pitch. Strike taken on the inside corner. Had 4 against the Charleston Riverdogs 2 weeks ago. Had 2 last week against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 0-1. Line foul.
No, that's not going to go nowhere.
Third base sign. 2 strikes and 2 outs here at the top of the sixth inning. Columbia leading 8-2 over the Carolina Mudcats.
Sweet!
0-2 offering, looped foul. Left field side, now to play. Squires with a 385 on base percentage this year. That's one of the highest marks in the league. O2 offering misses low and outside.
Come on, give it to him.
Cameletti for Kannapolis still leads the league, and Luke Adams here in Carolina not far behind him, 432 and 414. Brent Squire sixth at 383. 1-2's outside. Now we're back to even. A solid on base percentage for Squires there. It helps that he's also sixth in the league in doubles with 19. And he's climbing that home run tally, top 10. Tied with 11 for 10th with five others. 2-2 slow and outside, the count's full. Part of the reason why that on-base percentage is so high is he's third in the league in walks with 59. Now, last year, Columbia had a walk machine in Carter Jensen. Here's the payoff pitch, lined to the gap in right center field. Rockefeller's not going to stop at second. He'll move to third. And Columbia's got him on the corners as Brett Squires gets his first hit of the night, making one for two. Now Austin Charles at the plate, he's 0 for 3. Most walks in a single season in Fireflies history belongs to Carter Jensen. Jensen had 83 walks last year. Beyond that, to get to second, there's a tie. Gerard Gonzalez and Matt Whitaker both had 62. But again, Brett Squires already had 59. So he's top five in Fireflies history. First pitch strike on the outside corner at 0-1. Certainly a good opportunity for Squires to grow as well and get more. We've got 17 more games than half of this one here tonight. Columbia up 8-2. Pitch is bounced towards third base. Okay. And foul ground by Luke Adams.
Bye, Luke.
Who looks really good over at third. Two strikes and two outs. Let me dive to their final strike in the inning for a second time. As it stands, Carson Rockeford on third, Brent Squires at first, and Austin Charles at the dish. We'll see if Squires takes off. Throw homes outside, 1-2. Chavez, pretty quick to the plate at 94 miles per hour. He's got a compact delivery. Of course, Columbia also leading by 6. 1-2. Slap towards right field. Castillo makes his way towards the line and he'll catch as he steps onto the track for out number 3. Columbia gets a couple base runners but not able to do anything with them. We'll move to the bottom of the 6th inning. It's 8-2 on the Columbia Fireflies baseball network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
When fun finally returns, Bud Light legends don't just come back. They come roaring back, carrying a cooler full of Bud Lights, an inflatable dolphin, and those Velcro pads with the balls that stick to them. And this summer, with a cooler at their side, they're gonna make up for all the fun we've missed. Welcome back, Bud Light Legends. It's time to take summer by the coolers. Cooler up at BudLightLegends.com. Enjoy responsibly. 2021 AB Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This is Ben Kuderna. You're listening to Fireflies Baseball.
Columbia scored 8 runs in the first 3 innings, and right now they lead 8-2. Henry Williams lights up. Williams ended up going 5 innings for the Columbia Fireflies. He allowed 5 hits and 2 runs, both of which will be earned runs. For Williams, the walk was a bit of a problem, but able to work well around it, and he leaves in line for the win. Chaz Martinez misses up high for his first pitch. But those 2 earned runs, 2 walks, and 6 strikeouts, the 6 strikeouts, a career high for Williams before he gets the ball to the lefty, Martinez. Pitch two is a strike on the outside corner from Jazz. Martinez misses, make it 2-1. The lefty throws fastball, changeup, curveball, and slider. He's 6-6 this season with a 3.58 ERA. He has two saves and three holds. Throw home, cut, and a miss. Back to even. Lefty stands in at 6'3", 210 pounds from California, and was selected in the 17th round of the 2022 MLB draft out of Oklahoma. Last time out, one scoreless against the Pelicans. Throw home, line down the right field side. It finishes in fair territory and cascades over towards Jared Dickey. So Chirinos with a leadoff single. And here's a wild stat. If I told you that one team has gotten the leadoff runner aboard in five straight innings, you'd probably assume that team would be winning the game. But no, that team, only with two runs, is the Carolina Mudcats, who have had that leadoff runner reach safely every inning since the second inning. Taton Hall, 1-for-2. He led off that second inning with a single outside of that. Just a ground out back to the pitcher's mound. First pitch to Hall. Taken for a strike on the outside corner. Lefty at the plate. Lefty on the mound. Columbia up 8-2 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Throw home, lined up the middle, and it's through the hole. Back-to-back singles from the Mudcats, who have something good here to start off the sixth inning. Jose Cibrian's 0-for-2. Struck out in both the second and the fourth innings against the righty Henry Williams. We'll see how long that leash is with Chaz Martinez before someone goes out to the mound. Maybe has a quick conversation with him. For the most part, he's been lighting up the strike zone. Seven pitches and five of them in the zone, but two of those pitches have been turned on for singles. Runners at first and second with nobody out.
Let's go!
Martinez throws home, swing and a miss. It's 0-1. Williams finished the night at 85 pitches with 55 in the zone. Lefty sets. Hurls home. Fastball high and outside. Back to even. Columbia's offense has come to life over the course of the weekend. Sunday, you score 16 today, 8, and 7 on Saturday for the Fireflies. Break even stuff. Pop foul and out of play. When you put that into perspective, prior to Sunday, Columbia had not scored 10 runs in a game since May against the Salem Red Sox. When you look at the totals, Columbia scored 7 runs 6 times. That's the number they had on Saturday. They've scored 8 like today 4 times. So 10 times at 7 or more. 1-2. Strike 3. It's on the outside corner, and Cibrian sits down for the first out of the inning. He struck out 3 times tonight. Jay Savino's at the plate now, 0-for-2. Columbia scored 9-5 times, 10 twice, 12 once, 13 once, and 16 once. So 3 times they've scored 12 or more, 5 times 10 or more. First pitch strike on the outside corner. So it means they've scored 8 or more 19 times this season. And remember, we're about 100 games this year. And 3 of those are in the last 3 games. 0-1 offering, bounced foul. For the most part, 1-6 games. So once this series, you'll see the Fireflies score more than 7 up to this last week. But this last week, it's been an every night occurrence. That's what you like seeing from the offense. Gloves at the belt for Martinez. He spins back, looks at second, and he'll get a new pitch clock. No throw attempted. O2 offering taken inside. That's ball number one. Mm-hmm. Jesus Chirinos led off this inning with a base knock, laced it down the right field side. 1-2. Bouncer up the third base side, but finishes foul. Taden Hall fouled him up with a single. With one out, they're still sitting at first and second.
Aww,
1-2 coming home, swing and a miss. Back-to-back punch outs from Chaz Martinez. 2 away here in the bottom of the sixth. Yadier Arenado. Arenado has a single and a double already. Martinez tosses home. Rip and a miss. Arenado swings at a pitch that isn't particularly close. Chaz Martinez has found his groove now. 8 runs for the Fireflies, 2 for the Mudcats. It's the bottom of the sixth inning. Oh, 1 offering. Rip and a miss. Arenado trying to hit his fourth home run of the season. He's putting everything behind it. 2 strikes, 2 outs. And those 2 runners that led off the inning still rooted at first and second base. Martinez 1 strike away from getting out of the sixth. O2's headed home. Slow roller towards second. Rodriguez scoops and throws, and that takes care of the inning. 4-3 on the ground out. After spinning into some trouble, Chaz Martinez works his way out with 2 strikeouts and a ground out. Led to the 7th, 8-2, Columbia on top on the Fireflies Baseball Network. SC Department of Corrections is hiring correctional officers, nurses, food services, facilities maintenance, mental health professionals, and more positions statewide. There are $7,500 sign-on bonuses for officers, food services, and LPNs, and a $10,000 sign-on bonus for RNs. SC Department of Corrections has great employee benefits, like 6 weeks of PTO accrued yearly and police officers' retirement. Start a rewarding new career with great benefits today. Visit joinscdc.com for more information.
This is business today. Fast, unpredictable, always changing. Shifting trends and technologies are pushing aside old rules. The unexpected is the new normal. At Segra, we'll help you navigate a complex future with state-of-the-art voice, internet, and data protection solutions. We know you have dreams, and we see your potential. Segra, freedom to grow. Proud sponsor of the Columbia Fireflies.
This is Ben Kuderna, and you're listening to Fireflies Baseball.
This inning, sponsored by C-104, leading out at the top of the 7th for Columbia, second baseman number 19, Lisandro Rodriguez.
Lisandro Rodriguez leads things off for the Fireflies. We're still looking. Jose Chavez on the hill. First pitch outside, 1-0. Rodriguez having a pretty solid game. Had that 2 RBI double to lead things off. Since then, a fly out to right and ground out to first. Ball outside, it's 2-0. Rodriguez came from the left-hand side. He's a switch hitter. Has nearly 50 at-bats from the right-hand side this year, but all those homers as a lefty so far. Fastball outside, now 3-0. Pretty one-sided game for the Fireflies, who scored 7 in the first. Peter for a strike on the inside corner. They had scored 4, then Trevor Werner with a 3-run home run really charged Columbia towards victory. liner, first base sign out of play. Three balls and two strikes to Columbia's leadoff hitter. Eight to two the score. Offense on fire here the last couple of nights. A welcome change here for the Fireflies. Payoff pitch slap back in the netting. Start of the year was all pitching for Columbia. First half had the best ERA of any minor league team. Payoff pitch cut right through. Rodriguez tips it right to the glove of Jose Cimarron out number one near the top of the seventh. Omar Hernandez, one for two. RBI single in the first and a ground out as well. First pitch taken. Strike one on the inside corner, Omar Hernandez. A one offering, swing and a miss. Hernandez goes around on the slider. Two strikes, one away. Trevor Werner on deck. Werner, all right, with two home runs tonight. Throw home, this is low and outside. Eight to two, Columbia on top. Seven in the first, one in the third. Since then, all Mudcats. 1-2 offering misses inside. Hernandez checked his swing, and according to the base pass umpire, he did hold up. Throw comes home, a long fly ball towards shallow left field. Avila charging in to make the catch for out number two. Trevor Werner's on fire. Two for three tonight. A pair of home runs, four RBI. Remember, Werner had three RBI on Sunday. In other words, Werner has driven in seven of the last 24 runs for the Columbia Fireflies. First pitch fastball misses outside, 1-0. Play like about that. 93 miles per hour to Trevor Werner. Play velocity coming in. Let's see what he can have coming out. 1-0 fouled off the mask of the backstop, Cibrian. He's all right, though. 1-1. Two outs in the top of the seventh. Columbia leads 8-2. Carolina utilizing their third pitcher. Their starter only went a third of an inning. 1-1 misses off the plate. Got to give credit to Calzadilla. Was surprised there. A semi-truck passed along on the highway. Just talked to Greedus. That's a pretty cool feature. 2-1. Check swing, liner, foul, first base side. Calzadilla went four innings and one batter, which really helped the Mudcats out. 'Hopefully he's all right. He left this game due to injury. Looks like another arm starting to warm in the pen. It's Tyler Worley. 2-2 offering. Eater outside. Full count now to Werner. 94, and he was able to spit at it a bit outside. Gotta love the advanced view at the plate from the Aggie. Here's the payoff pitch. Taken for strike three. So Werner goes down looking for a second consecutive time. For just the second time tonight, Columbia goes down 1-2-3. It's stretch time here at Five County Stadium. Columbia in front, 8-2 on the Firefly Baseball Network.
Looking for a new car? State Credit Union now has new car loan rates as low as 1.99% APR. And you'll enjoy having no car payments for up to 90 days. Not a member of State Credit Union yet? Joining is fast and easy. Visit their website for details. SC. SCU.com. That's SCU.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go. Terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
This is business today. Fast, unpredictable, always changing. Shifting trends and technologies are pushing aside old rules. The unexpected is the new normal. At Segra, we'll help you navigate a complex future with state-of-the-art voice, internet, and data protection solutions. We know you have dreams, and we see your potential. Segra, freedom to grow. Proud sponsor of the Columbia Fireflies.
This is Cooper McKeon, and you're listening to the Fireflies Radio Network.
We have been back in the seventh. Thank you for your success. Get it right. The record.
At the stretch, 8-2 in favor of the Columbia Fireflies, Chaz Martinez allowed a pair of hits to start off his relief appearance. Since then, two strikeouts and a ground out. It's nine-hitter Gregory Barrios at the plate. Barrios 0-2 takes a first pitch ball outside. Martinez threw something with spin on it and just cut out of the zone. One ball and no strikes. 1-0 offering golf towards left field. And it's knocked down by some of this rain. Nivens collects underneath it. And it's out number one here in the bottom of the seventh. It's not raining hard, but it just started to kick up once again. It's been off and on and all night here at Five County Stadium. Dylan O'Rank, 2-for-3, a pair of doubles and one RBI tonight. Double in the third and a double in the fifth for O'Rank. Worley still working in the pen for the Mudcats. First pitch, high and tight on Dylan O'Rank. Eight runs for Columbia and two for Carolina. Both teams with seven hits. 1-0 heater on the outside corner, but the big difference here, two home runs for Columbia have resulted in four runs and a whole lot of walks in that first inning for the Carolina Mudcats. Breaking ball finishes outside. It's 2-1. In the first inning, Viacia walked three, and he hit a batter. All four would come around to score. So you had the two runs on the home run and those four free passes. And that's your difference right now. High and tight. O'Ray takes the seat. Loses the helmet, but is okay. Three balls and a single strike. Chaz Martinez pitching with the wet ball in the rain right now. Probably the hardest it's been tonight. Three-one offering, right down Broadway. It's called strike two. Now Martinez and O'Ray have a good old-fashioned duel. Three balls and two strikes. It comes down to this. Here's the payoff pitch. Bouncer towards third. Picked up by Charles. Throw across the channel. On time for out number two. Martinez has retired five consecutive after he allowed the first two to single up. Luke Adams is 0-for-3, has one of two RBI tonight. Both of them, Yadier Arenado coming around to score, but one of them off the bat of O'Ray and one of them off the bat of Luke Adams. 2 outs in the bottom of the seventh. 8-2 Columbia leads. First pitch fastball misses low. 1-0. Adams 0-for-3, but that ground out, an important one for his team. 1-0 ripped down the left field line. It's fair. That's going to be extra bases for Luke Adams, who scurries around first and heads to second. Now slowly with a ground rule double. Got a wide corner over there in left field. He just went over a short wall. And Evans couldn't make a play on it. Runner in scoring position with 2 outs against Chaz Martinez now in doubles have been the name of the game tonight for the Carolina Mudcats. The Mudcats now have 4 doubles tonight out of 8 total hits, more extra base hits than singles thus far. And with 2 outs, they've got a runner in scoring position in a 6-run contest. First pitch, ball low and inside, 1-0. Carolina has scored 2 unanswered, 1 in the bottom of the 3rd, and 1 in the bottom of the 5th. With 2 outs, all Chaz Martinez has to do, though, is focus here on Luis Castillo. 1-0 pitch. Right down Broadway, it's called strike one. We're back to even. Looks like the reliever, number 25, Tyler Worley, is ready to go in after this inning and likely close things out for the Mudcats. 1-1 fastball misses upstairs. Findlay, Ohio native and an undrafted free agent from last year. Spent all of last season with the ACL Brewers Gold Squad. Kick in the throat. Ball low. And for a second time this inning, Chaz Martinez is behind 3-1 to a hitter. Now, you do have a free base at first, but Jesus Chirinos on deck has reached in each of his last 2 plate appearances, 1 walk and 1 single for Chirinos. 3-1 offering rolled towards Charles, and he lays it. It went right under his glove into left field. Divins throws home, but it's up the line and past Omar Hernandez. Everyone's safe, and everyone is going to advance an extra base. Adams scores and makes it 8-3, and Castillo will be credited with an RBI single. He will move up to second on the throwing error.
You're 86 and clean up here.
Jesus Chirinos with a single, a walk, and a ground out thus far. Here's the thing, 1 run, not the end of the world. Up by 5, you've got 7 outs remaining. The important thing here is taking care of this hitter and not letting this grow into a big inning. First pitch. Strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Wesley Scott starting to warm in the pen for the Columbia Fireflies. Pardon me, Wesley Scott was standing next to Marcus Oliveris, who is actually the one throwing in the pen. Looks like Scott protecting him. It's a little different than normal. Normally, the catcher closer to home plate than the pitcher. Swing and a miss. 2 strikes and 2 outs. But here, the pitcher in the bullpen actually has their back to home plate. Victor Estevez talking to the base pass umpire right now about something. But quietly will trot back to the third base coach's box. No balls, 2 strikes. The pitch. Ball up and outside. Martinez, 1 pitch away from moving this one to the 8th inning. Looks back at 2nd. Oliveris still working with the long toss in the bullpen, not throwing quite off the hill yet. Throw home. Rolled towards short, should be easy. 1 hop right into Vasquez's glove, his throw to first, in plenty of time for out number 3. Chaz Martinez allows 1 run in 2 innings, and Columbia's up by 5 as we move to the 8th. You're listening to the Fireflies Baseball Network.
When fun finally returns, Bud Light legends don't just come back. They come roaring back, carrying a cooler full of Bud Lights, an inflatable dolphin, and those Velcro pads with the balls that stick to them. And this summer, with a cooler at their side, they're gonna make up for all the fun we've missed. Welcome back, Bud Light Legends. It's time to take summer by the coolers. Cooler up at BudLightLegends.com. Enjoy responsibly. 2021 AB Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
SC Department of Corrections is hiring correctional officers statewide, and there's a huge pay increase. Correctional officers can now make $50,000 in their first year with the increased pay and a $7,500 sign-on bonus. Plus, officers are eligible for unlimited pay overtime. Officers must be at least 18 years of age and have a high school diploma or GED. Start a rewarding new career with great employee benefits today. Visit joinscdc.com to apply today.
This is Cooper McKeon, and you're listening to the Fireflies Radio Network.
Your attention, please. Take your man by four. Your Fireflies. This is Taylor Hill. He's
number 25,
Tyler
Worley. Tyler Worley is the fourth pitcher of the game for the Carolina Mudcats.
Here you go.
Chavez, who has not allowed a run. Chavez went 2 2/3 innings after four innings from Calzadilla. Only one hit allowed, one walk as well, three strikeouts, but again, no runs before he handed the ball to Worley. First pitch to Jared Dickey, misses low and inside. Dickey throwing out a 1-for-3 effort today. He singled in the first, had a ground out and a fly out since then for Columbia's right fielder. 1-0 offering. Excuse me, swing. Dickey goes around on a pitch inside. Worley's a righty, 6'3", 220 pounds. Went to Lakota High School and eventually to Tiffin University, both Ohio schools. 1-1, bounced up the right field line, but finishes foul. It's been a spin on it that caused it to go that way. This year, 8-5 with two saves and a 4.02 ERA, 22 games, one start, and 71 2/3 innings for Tyler Worley. And that time, 65 strikeouts. He's held opponents to a pretty meaningful average at 2.42 and a 1.31 whip. Kept things in control. 1-2 offering rolls slowly up the right field line. Dickey stays alive. His last five games, a 1.86 ERA, 9 2/3 innings, only two runs, and six strikeouts. Opponents are in just 161 against him, but Dickey again flies another pitch foul. 92 on the fastball, and not fast enough to get it past Jared Dickey, who has fouled off three consecutive two-strike pitches. Top of the eighth inning, Columbia up by a handful. It's 8-3 right now. 1-2 offerings, called strike three on the outside corner. Dickey strikes out for the first time tonight. Three strikeouts in the last two innings for the Fireflies batters. And Daniel Vasquez, 1-for-3 with a walk and a run scored, will enter the batter's box with one out here in the eighth inning. First pitch strike on the outside corner. Looper towards second, but grounded by Aaron Amo for the second out of the inning.
That's okay.
Carson Rockefeller's drawn a couple of walks, but has not got a hit yet tonight. It tells you more about how important this type of play is for the Columbia Fireflies. Rockefeller has reached now in 12 consecutive games. That's all 12 games for Rockefeller. He's been able to score runs in most of those games for the Columbia Fireflies. Cut and a miss, it's 0-1. Rockford has one run tonight. It was Columbia's second run. And shows you what some of these guys have been able to do. A one on the inside corner. It's called strike two. Columbia 3-for-5 with runners in scoring position. Carolina 2-for-13. But these advanced college bats come through and they've really picked up Columbia. 0-2. Charge towards left center field. Ray with a long run converges with Avina, and Savina makes the chance to set down the Fireflies quarter. That's now seven consecutive hitters retired by the Carolina Mudcaps. It makes it 3-3 on top of the Fireflies Baseball Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
When fun finally returns, Bud Light legends don't just come back. They come roaring back, carrying a cooler full of Bud Lights, an inflatable dolphin, and those Velcro pants with the balls that stick to them. And this summer, with a cooler at their side, they're gonna make up for all the fun we've missed. Welcome back, Bud Light legends. It's time to take summer by the coolers. Cooler up at BudLightLegends.com. Enjoy responsibly. 2021 AB Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This is Ben Cooter now. You're listening to Fireflies Baseball.
Marcus Oliveras on the bump for the Fireflies. Starts things off against Taden Hall. Hall, 2-for-3, has quietly had a pretty stellar night with a pair of singles. First pitch, lined back and out of play. Looping liner sinks back behind the stadium. Big parking lot, mostly grass behind the stadium. And when you look off beyond center field, only thing to look for is the highway here in Zebulon. 0-1 misses outside, but if you peer, you can see a new housing development. Zebulon actually growing quite well, growing more in the last couple of years than it's grown in a very long time. Break-even pitch. Foul tip goes in and out of the glove of Omar Hernandez. Now two strikes on Taden Hall. Zebulon, a removed suburb of Raleigh, about 25 minutes away from Raleigh. Initially had built this stadium in the late 90s to try and spur some growth. 1-2 misses low and outside. You know, sometimes it just doesn't happen immediately. But now a lot of housing develops coming in around here, and maybe a little district will pop up sooner rather than later. 2-2. Bouncer goes towards second. Rodriguez fields it on two hops, tosses it to Brett Squires. That's out number one. Marcus Oliveras pitching for the Columbia Fireflies. And it's kind of funny because Jazz Martinez pitched on Sunday. He went two more innings here, and Marcus Oliveras pitched on Thursday. Both of them pitched late in that series for the Columbia Fireflies and get to come out yet again. Oliveras 1-4 with a 5.77 ERA, no saves, and two holds. First pitch strike on the outside corner. Oliveras with the four-seamer, two-seamer, slider, and changeup. 6'3" and 200 pounds from Texas, and has a Longhorn at a .69 ERA his last year in college. 0-1's inside. We're back to even. Last time out, he went two innings, five hits, one run, no walks, and one strikeout. Two runs in his last five innings. Those are against some tough opponents, Augusta, Charleston, and Myrtle Beach. Ball upstairs makes it 2-1 now. Righty climbs back in here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Columbia up 8-3. Over the Carolina Mudcats. Kicking the throw. Heater high and tight. Three balls and a single strike. Oliveras sends it home way outside, all the way to the backstop. And it's a walk to Jose Cibrian. A one-out walk. Now, Oliveris did stem the tide. In the seventh inning, Columbia did not allow a leadoff runner aboard. And neither did they in the eighth inning, which snapped a four-inning stretch where the leadoff runner had reached for the Carolina Mudcats. Despite the fact that Carolina has out-hit Columbia 9-7, despite the fact that they've got the leadoff runner aboard more frequently than not, Columbia's been able to hold them to just three runs tonight. And it's pretty late in this one. In the bottom of the eighth, Columbia protecting a five-run lead. Swing and a miss at the first pitch. 0-1 to Jace Avina. Avina, 0-3, has ground into a double play, has flown out to left, and he has struck out swinging. One to Avina. Bounced in the dirt and blocked by Omar Hernandez. We're back to even. Carolina took 5 of 6 from Columbia and Segra Park, so only right that Columbia comes out firing on all cylinders here at Five County Stadium. 1-1 offering. Ball outside. Columbia with the opportunity to play spoiler right now and help out the Lynchburg Hillcats or the Fredericksburg Nationals. I think, if nothing else, Columbia just, again, trying to play spoiler and keep themselves relevant. Fastball in the outside corner is called strike two. Tonight, Lynchburg lost 8-0 to Delmarva. In other words, Lynchburg will stay 2 games back of the Carolina Mudcats regardless of this outcome. Just like Columbia will not move up on Charleston, swing and a miss. Down goes Jay Savina for the second out of the inning. So 2 outs and a runner on first for Yadier Arenamo. It's already 2-for-3 time. Charleston went 3-0 over the Augusta Green Jackets tonight. Fredericksburg's up 5-2, so they've got the opportunity to get a little bit closer to the Carolina Mudcats if they hold on. Kannapolis leading Myrtle Beach 5-2 as well. First pitch. Ball low and outside gets away from Omar Hernandez. Cibrian advances to second on the wild pitch. Two outs, bottom of the eighth inning, and now a runner in scoring position for the Carolina Mudcats, who are hitting just 2-for-13 with runners threatening tonight. The Mudcats have left 7 runners on the base paths as well, which goes back to the original point of topic this inning. Foul tip goes back and out of play. The Mudcats have gotten the leadoff runner aboard more frequently than they haven't tonight. But Columbia's done a good job of limiting the damage from that. One one's coming home. Ball in the dirt. Three more weeks left for the Fireflies. 2 on the road, this one and Myrtle Beach to close out the year. But they'll also welcome a different shore, the Shore Birds from Delmarva, home for their final homestand of the season. 2-1 misses low. Shorebirds coming to town for retro video game night, fan appreciation night. Our last Thursday, which is also a USC takeover night. 3-1. Excuse me, swing. Arenamo goes around on a pitch that was left up. And the count's full with 2 outs. Here's the payoff pitch. Hit deep to left field. Spencer Nivens back, and he's going to play it off the wall. Looks like that one off the wall, but not over the fence, will result in an RBI double. So Cibrian scores. It's an 8-4 game. Arenamo with an RBI double to make this one a little bit closer. Gregory Barrios, 0-3. There's 2 outs, so all you got to do is take care of, you know, what's in front of you right now. First pitch, line drive, foul, first base side, 0-1. 10 hits tonight for the Carolina Mudcats, who have scored 4 runs, but that 7-run first has been the difference for the Columbia Fireflies, and explicitly 4 RBI from Trevor Werner is the difference right now as Columbia leads 8-4. Check swing liner up the middle, and it makes its way through. Rodriguez gloves, tries to throw home, but that's nowhere close. Another run's going to score. It's now a save opportunity for the Columbia Fireflies should they send somebody out in the ninth inning. And right now, as they're warming up a lefty, it looks like that might be the case.
Head back to the top of the order now.
Back-to-back RBI hits for the Carolina Mudcats. Dylan O'Ray steps up. The tying run on deck for these Mudcats. Taylor Bloy will take a slow trot back out to the hill. Carolina has already scored 2 this inning. They've scored 3 off the bullpen in as many innings tonight. That's the difference right now. 4 outs remaining, Columbia up by 3. But you don't want to give the Mudcats too much momentum. Taylor Boyle walked back off the hill. Assistant pitching coach for the Columbia Fireflies. Got his first chance to play a full series for Columbia. A couple weeks ago, John Habian took his break. All about training some more talent. Fastball misses outside. One, you can't have too many people who can manage your pitching staff and do it well. Nick Regalado warming in the pen for the Fireflies. Looks like it's the new guy who's making sure he doesn't get hurt. Ball misses inside. If it's not Jacob Widener, it's someone else who's pretty tall. ...2-0 headed home. Ball upstairs, 3 balls and no strikes. Remember, that tying run is on deck for Olivares. So if you could, you would like to not put this guy on. Strike on the outside corner. Especially with 2 outs, you'd like to take care of business with Dylan O'Ray here. Despite the fact he's been pretty stellar tonight. 2 doubles in 4 opportunities. 3-1. Foul tip. We're back to a full count here. One pitch either way. We'll close things out for this AB. Here's the payoff pitch. Line foul. Left field side, not a play. We'll do it again. It'd be huge if Olivares could close out this inning for the Fireflies. Then Regalado would come on for a save opportunity. Here's the payoff pitch. Ball 4. 3 consecutive have now reached for the Carolina Mudcats. Luke Adams, who has over a 400 on-base percentage, will step in the box as the tying run for Carolina. Tony Pena Jr. is going to walk out and take the ball away from Marcus Olivares. The entire infield converges, and Nick Regalado will be on after the break. You're listening to the Columbia Fireflies Baseball Network.
When fun finally returns, Bud Light legends don't just come back. They come roaring back, carrying a cooler full of Bud Lights, an inflatable dolphin, and those Velcro pads with the balls that stick to them. And this summer, with a cooler at their side, they're gonna make up for all the fun we've missed. Welcome back, Bud Light Legends. It's time to take summer by the coolers. Cooler up at BudLightLegends.com. Enjoy responsibly. 2021 AB Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
SC Department of Corrections is hiring correctional officers statewide, and there's a huge pay increase. Correctional officers can now make $50,000 in their first year with the increased pay and a $7,500 sign-on bonus. Plus, officers are eligible for unlimited pay overtime. Officers must be at least 18 years of age and have a high school diploma or GED. Start a rewarding new career with great employee benefits today. Visit joinscdc.com to apply today.
This is Cooper McKeon, and you're listening to the Fireflies Radio Network.
Marcus Olivares did not last too long for the Fireflies. Two-thirds of an inning in that time, 2 hits, 2 walks, 1 strikeout, and already 2 runs have campered across against him right now. Runners at first and second for the Carolina Mudcats, and because of that, Columbia elected to go to the bullpen in favor of Nicholas Regalado. Regalado throws sinker, slider, changeup, righty 6'2", 250 pounds from Dade County, Florida. That's right over by Miami, and has not allowed an earned run since July 28th, so a safe bet here for the Columbia Fireflies with Luke Adams at the plate. Adams with a double and an RBI ground out in his two most recent ABs. 2 outs, first pitch, misses outside, 1-0, 93 miles an hour on the gun for Nicholas Regalado. Gregory Barrios is at second, Dylan O'Ray at first tonight in Zebulon. Bob the eighth, already 2 runs across. Ball gets away from Omar Hernandez, and now you won't have the force outs at any base. Barrios moves up to third on the wild pitch, and O'Ray at second. 2-0 to Luke Adams. You do have a free base with Luis Castillo on deck. Two-oh offering. Fastball's high and tight. 3 balls and no strikes. Right down Broadway, called strike one. Adams was ready to bounce away out of there, but instead, strike one here for Nicholas Regalado. Remember, runners at second and third, so Luke Adams is, in fact, the game-tying run. The go-ahead run's on deck. Strike two on the inside corner, and Regalado has found his groove after missing with each of his first 3 pitches tonight, including 1 wild pitch that allowed a run to score. Or not score, but advance. Payoff pitch to Adams. Taken for strike three. Nicholas Regalado comes in and gets a strikeout looking to his first batter faced as Columbia strands 2 runners in scoring position. And we move to the 9th inning, 8-5 on the Columbia Fireflies Baseball Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
When fun finally returns, Bud Light legends don't just come back. They come roaring back, carrying a cooler full of Bud Lights, an inflatable dolphin, and those Velcro pants with the balls that stick to them. And this summer, with a cooler at their side, they're gonna make up for all the fun we've missed. Welcome back, Bud Light legends. It's time to take summer by the coolers. Cooler up at BudLightLegends.com. Enjoy responsibly. 2021 AB Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This is Ben Kuderna, and you're listening to Fireflies Baseball.
Yeah.
We head to the top of the night, coming to the plate for the Fireflies. It's the electric for number 6, Spencer's hitter.
Nicholas Regalado earned some clutch points right there in the 8th inning. Runners at 2nd and 3rd, and he stranded them in an 8-5 ball game with a strikeout of Luke Adams. First pitch to Spencer Nivens hit high in the air towards right field, but right at Luis Castillo, who dropped the ball. Nivens around 2nd will be in standing. So Spencer Nivens safe on a two-base error. Luis Castillo must have just misjudged that ball. Columbia with a chance to strike back and maybe earn a couple of runs here. A big mistake from Luis Castillo on about as casual as a fly ball as you'll ever see. Brings up Brett Squires, who singled his last time on Squires. 1-for-2 on the night. He's reached on catcher's interference. And he's been hit by a pitch as well. Columbia down by 3. They scored 7 in the first, 1 in the third. But since then, it's been all Mudcats. Time to reverse some of that momentum for the Columbia Fireflies with Tyler Worley on the mound. Bounced it, ball's blocked by Jose Cibrian, and he's able to keep it in front of him, which keeps the runner Spencer Nivens at second base. Eight runs for the Fireflies, 5 for the Mudcats. Carolina outhitting Columbia by quite a bit, 11-7, but the Fireflies have made it work because of a big first inning. Fastball's outside, 2-0 to Brett Squires. Pull shift on against Brett Squires here. 2-0 offering. High and inside, and it's got to be perfect if Squires is going to want to go around on it. 3 balls, no strike, and runner in scoring position after what should have been a casual flyout. Throw home. Outside, ball 4. Columbia gets their first 2 aboard here in the 9th as they try and land a counter to what Carolina put up with 2 runs in the bottom of the 8th. And 1 in the 7th. Pitching coach is going to come out pretty quickly. Michael O'Neill doesn't want to give away any of the momentum that Carolina has rightfully earned, scoring 3 runs late here to make this a game again. Remember, Columbia was up 8-0 at one point, and now a 3-run contest with the Carolina Mudcats in the field, and Columbia with runners at 1st and 2nd thanks to an error and a walk. Austin Charles is 0 for 4 tonight. 2 strikeouts, a flyout, he's grounded to a fielder's choice. Right now has a chance to put some much-needed insurance on the board for the Columbia Fireflies. First pitch to the righty. He tries to lay down a bump but pulls up as misses outside. 1-0. This time the bunt rolled foul to the left-handed batter's box. A 1-1 count. Columbia's runners at 1st and 2nd and nobody out, so what Charles is doing makes sense for Columbia. Trying to bunt the runners both into scoring position, give you 2 chances to score that run. Bunts play successfully up the first base side. Catcher throws towards 3rd and takes care of Niven. So fielder's duty doesn't work out. It's 2-5 after a pretty stellar play from Cibrian. Squires advances to 2nd. Charles on the base pass after that failed bunt. Elisandro Rodriguez will now be trying to get aboard by anything other than a bunt tie match with one out and runners still in the same spot at first and second base. First pitch, line back and out of play. Went off the gutter just to my left. Souvenir for one lucky fan who stuck around, and these lucky fans who did stick around, not a lot of them, but they do have an opportunity to see something special. Swing and miss, now two strikes on Lisandro Rodriguez. Clubby was leading 8-0, and now it's 8-5. Nicholas Regalado looks like he'll be out for the final 3 outs to try and close this one out, but Columbia in need of some help here. Some offense would be great to try and provide a little bit more cushion. Two strike pitch. Bouncer foul, first base side, now to play. That was a strange noise that made. Ball must have hit right on what looks like a cap over a sewer system. And it sounded like Rodriguez was swinging a metal bat for a second. 0-2. Popped foul, third base side, now to play. You heard the crack of the bat there. Certainly not a metal bat, but just the way it bounced, sound like one of the pingers that you hear in college. Two strikes, one out, both runners move, and the ball is bounced towards short. Only one play, it's Barrios to first. There's the bunt attempt that you would have liked. Now, rather than one out, runners at second and third, two out, runners at second and third. It's up to Omar Hernandez. Hernandez, 1-for-3 tonight. A walk, an RBI single, and runs scored so far. Royals just kicking off. Gonna play the Oakland Athletics for the next couple of games over at the Oakland Coliseum. One of the final chances to see the Oakland Coliseum in action. Ball outside. Kansas City, 26 games back of the first place Twins, who have finally gotten hot. I mean, it had to be someone in the division. Minnesota, Cleveland, Detroit, all of them right around 500, but Minnesota finally reaching ahead, throw back over towards second, over the head of Austin Charles. He's able to slide in safely. So Minnesota at 65-60, and in first place in the division. Cleveland 5.5 back, Detroit 7.5 back, and then Chicago and Kansas City out of the picture, 16-26 games back. 2-0 on the outside corner for strike one. When you look at the wild card, it's not going to be someone in our division. Minnesota would be 5 games out of the wild card right now. Cleveland 11 games out, Detroit 13. 2-1 swing and a miss, and the count's even. And that's fine. You're going to have some moments where you're going to bounce up and down, that's for sure. Cleveland won 8-3 tonight. Minnesota trailing 4-3 to the Milwaukee Brewers in the bottom of the sixth. Brewers with runners on the corners. 2-2, check swing, bouncer towards second. Arenado charges in, throws on the run. And Omar Hernandez. He'll be up to Regalado. Columbia leads by 3, and they need 3 more outs. It's 8-5 on the Columbia Fireflies Baseball Network.
SC Department of Corrections is hiring correctional officers, nurses, food services, facilities maintenance, mental health professionals, and more positions statewide. There are $7,500 sign-on bonuses for officers, food services, and LPNs, and a $10,000 sign-on bonus for RNs. SC Department of Corrections has great employee benefits, like 6 weeks of PTO accrued yearly and police officers' retirement. Start a rewarding new career with great benefits today. Visit joinscdc.com for more information.
This is business today. Fast, unpredictable, always changing. Shifting trends and technologies are pushing aside old rules. The unexpected is the new normal. At Segra, we'll help you navigate a complex future with state-of-the-art voice, internet, and data protection solutions, We know you have dreams, and we see your potential. Segra, freedom to grow. Proud sponsor of the Columbia Fireflies.
This is Ben Kuderna. You're listening to Fireflies Baseball.
Outs for the Columbia Fireflies, who lead by three right now. Part of the order two up for the Carolina Mudcats. Luis Castillo is carried up. Castillo, one for three with a walk so far, and they don't count Carolina out right now. The Mudcats have now scored five unanswered runs since the bottom of the third. Columbia came out, they got a couple of base runners aboard the ninth, but they were unable to score. They left Trevor Werner on deck. Werner with two homers and four RBI in tonight's game. Regalado sets. First pitch strike on the outside corner, 0-1. 92 on that fastball with quite a bit of run to it for Nicholas Regalado. 0-1. Strike two on the inside corner. Time called as Castillo finds himself in a rut. Carolina trailing 8-5 in the bottom of the ninth inning, despite the fact that they have out-hit the Fireflies 11-7. Here's the pitch. Strike three called on the outside corner. Nicholas Regalado comes out and he's punched out a pair of hitters, both of them looking. This is a save opportunity. Trinos one for three with a walk. First pitch strike on the inside corner, make it 0-1. So Carolina has made it a game tonight. Ball low and outside. But Columbia, right now, up by three with only 2 outs remaining. Break-even pitch rolled softly to second. Rodriguez with the throw. That's out number two. It's the final out of the night.
He's your first baseman.
Caden Hall in place.
Caden Hall!
Nicholas Regalado, 21 years old and undrafted free agent last year, has only one save opportunity. It came last year. And right now, it's his second save opportunity. Austin Charles squeezes it up the third base side on a pop-up down the line. And that's it. A Jim Spector clean sweep inning. Columbia's first of the ball game. And Nicholas Regalado locks it down for the first save of his career. A four-out save with two runners on when it came in. But Regalado handled it. And gets that Jim Spector clean sweep inning here in the ninth. Remember, visit JimSpector.com/Firefly to receive 10% off next Jimmy inspection or service. Final score 8-5. Henry Williams gets the win. He's 2-0 and Columbia's won all three games that he has pitched in so far. That's pretty cool. The save goes to Regalado, Martinez, and Olivares, supporting cast there. We'll step aside and we'll talk about how this happened next, but first, a word from our partners on the Columbia Fireflies Baseball Network.
Are you ready for a new car? State Credit Union now has new car loan rates as low as 1.99% APR. And you'll enjoy having no car payments for up to 90 days. Not a member of State Credit Union yet? Joining is fast and easy. Visit their website for details. SCSCU.com. That's SCSCU.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go. Terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Business Today, Fast, unpredictable, always changing. Shifting trends and technologies are pushing aside old rules. The unexpected is the new normal. At Segra, we'll help you navigate a complex future with state-of-the-art voice, internet, and data protection solutions. We know you have dreams, and we see your potential. Segra, freedom to grow. Proud sponsor of the Columbia Fireflies.
This is Cooper McKeon, and you're listening to the Fireflies Radio Network.
Big one tonight for the Columbia Fireflies, who win it. The final score, 8-5 over the Carolina Mudcats. Columbia had to sweat it a little bit there late, but at least able to take it on home and take this opener. That's three consecutive wins for these Columbia Fireflies. And hey, what a good start from Henry Williams. Now three outings and only two runs allowed tonight. Five innings and a career-high six strikeouts. He's 2-0 with a 180 ERA on the season. Nicholas Regalado with a four-out save for his first save of his career. One for one in save opportunities across this season. Valleseo did not have a good outing. Only got two outs. He ended up being on the hook for six of Columbia's eight runs. He's 2-4 with a 6.38 ERA. But realistically, mistakes fueled this win for Columbia. Valleseo walked the bases loaded and then hit Brett Squires with the pitch to score the first run before an out was recorded. He struck out Austin Charles, then Lisandro Rodriguez had a two-run double, Hernandez with an RBI single, and Trevor Werner with a big hit, a three RBI homer that ended up making it 7-0 at the end of the first to the third. Werner with a 430-foot blast to make it 8-0. And then all of a sudden, Carolina came back. Aaron Amos scores one in the third and the fifth. Luke Adams scores in the seventh and two runs score in the eighth. They put two more aboard the tying run at the plate. And Nicholas Regalado shuts the door with a strikeout swinging. Regalado with four outs, two ground outs and two punch outs tonight in a really good effort. Columbia now sits at 24-25 in half number two. They're 4 games above 500 overall at 59-55. Carolina 29-20 in the second half. They're 62-50 overall. Tomorrow, Ben Hernandez gets the nod for the Fireflies. Hernandez 1-5 with a 3.83 ERA. He'll go against Jesus Rivero. Rivero 1-1 with a 2.81 ERA. First pitch set for 7 o'clock. We'll be live with the pregame show starting at 6:45. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have tonight. Thanks so much for listening. I've been John Kosis, and this has been the Columbia Fireflies Baseball Network. Yeah.
Thank you.